So that has happened. The sacrifice.
I forgot to hit record for the after show. So sorry.
The blood offering has occurred.
No, he's filled. I'm sorry. Hi, level 13, who's just joining us. You missed a little bit there, but not much. The question
I
was.
I mean, I have a recording of the whole thing if you need it.
No, it doesn't matter. The question was, hey, is Zach a cast member yet? No, he starts August 3rd. So August 3rd is his start date.
Is that like the day you're here? The day you arrive? No, I don't remember. No, what are the dates you're here?
I'm there the 9th.
Do you have your tickets to California?
No, not yet.
Okay. So the 2 weeks ago when we were purchasing tickets,
yeah,
I purchased mine to California.
Right.
But you purchased yours to Arkansas.
Yes.
And are you flying Allegiant?
Yes.
All right.
I'll send you the thing, but let me find it here. Itinerary. My itinerary. I depart on Friday, August 9th at 5:25 p.m. Eastern. I arrive in XNA at 6:53 p.m. That's it. So, I'm going to
And it's nonstop, I believe. I don't believe they have layovers.
No, it is. I specifically got a nonstop flight.
Well, Allegiant only flies in and out of XNA like once a week or 2 days a week. It's
3 days a week. But yes. So. Yes. So, and then I depart on Monday, August 12th at 7:43 p.m. So I'm going to be at your place on Monday. You don't have to take off work or whatever. I'll go do something.
Well, we have to decide what we're doing, because if we're going to spend the night in Eureka, the best night to do it will be Sunday night, because we're going to the Grape Festival Saturday.
Right, we're going to the Grape Festival Saturday.
So the only Friday we can't, because you'll just be arriving. And so if we were going to go over to Eureka, we don't have to spend the night in Eureka, but
yeah,
if we were going to do that, Sunday night would be the only, so then we would be driving back on Monday, and I'll probably end up taking it off if we do that. But I'm still trying to decide exactly what we're going to do. I don't have Disney nearby, so I can't like take you to Disney. We do have Branson.
No. How far is Eureka Springs?
It's like an hour and a half. Hour and a half, something like that.
I figured, look, all I want to do, I just want to see, everyone talks about it, you know, it's a very gay friendly, it's got the quirky little shops and a little downtown, and they got brunch and everything. So my thought is, we pop down to Eureka Springs, we go through, have some food and do some shopping. Doesn't have to be in that order.
See the passion play?
No, we're not going to see the fucking passion play. And then,
Daniel, I've got tickets. I'm not front row seats.
No, I'm not going to the fucking passion play. And
they have an altar call afterwards. I was going to make sure that you were there for the altar call.
Mm-hmm.
You can just fill out a little card and like, you know, drop it in the basket on your way out or whatever. So you're not embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not really saved unless you go up to the front and people see you.
No, I don't need to be saved. So, but my point is, we don't need to stay in Eureka. We can just be a day trip. We can just pop up there, have some brunch. There's a gay bar.
Well, anyway,
isn't there a gay bar?
They
probably have a Sunday, tea party or something like that. So we go to brunch and then we go to the little tea party for an hour or two. And then we head home like old people. It's like, it's 4 o'clock. It's time to go home. And,
well, they do roll up the sidewalks in Arkansas around 4.
That's all we need to do in Eureka Springs. I mean, there's a cute little campground there, but you guys aren't going to go stay in a campground. So, it's fine. I'll go see the downtown that everyone talks about and we'll do that. It'll be fine. So yeah, we're going to do the mix on Friday.
Yep. So what, you arrive at like
six.
Okay.
Seven.
Yeah. So
actually,
we'll have
seven.
To eat
almost
quickly
seven.
Then.
Or
I assume we will want, you will want to have dinner, or at least we will want to have dinner.
Yeah, I mean, sure, we can have dinner, but I mean, we don't. The mix isn't. Well, we don't have to do. If you want to take that week off, we'll take that week off.
I'm open for whatever. We'll play it by ear.
I mean,
people just show up in the chat room. If we're on, we're on. If we're not, we have a couple of weeks. We can let you know.
I didn't do the luggage though, so I have to have everything has to fit in a carry-on for me.
Well, I think for two nights, your Friday, Saturday, three nights, I think you can.
No, I can do it unless I'm having to bring headphones and microphone and stuff.
Oh no. You, I have. If we do it, I can. Grounge up something.
Okay.
I have many microphones.
Many microphones. Like small microphones, like mini microphones.
Probably, yeah, that too. I mean, I have my little Rode wireless ones. Those are kind of mini. And they actually will hook into the board wirelessly. So I could just have you hold a wireless microphone.
I could. We were, there was a mention of Chick-fil-A earlier, in the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Chick-fil-A won the, America's Best Fast Food Restaurant of 2023. And the USA Today, you know, Best Fast Food Restaurant winner, Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Well, those awards just came out for 2024 today, Adam, and Chick-fil-A no longer the number one.
I think they're number two now.
You know who's number one?
I did because I read that article earlier today, but I don't remember who it was.
Del Taco.
Yep.
Del Taco.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at a Del Taco before. We don't have Del Taco here.
I think they're primarily California. We have one here because we're at Disney. I mean, we have weird one-off restaurants here because we're close to Disney. So there is a Del Taco near us, but yeah, I think it's primarily a California West Coast kind of chain. But yeah, Del Taco is now the best fast food.
I think you guys have a Jollibee as well.
Yeah, we do. But these are the same people that also ranked the burgers, the top 10 fast food burgers.
Yeah, Whataburger was on there. It was like number 6 or number 7. Yeah, but which was respectable.
I disagree with a lot of their choices here. So at number 10, they have the slider from White Castle. Right? So the 1921 slider. So this is the.
Have you ever had the slider at Crystal?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Crystal?
Yeah, no, I've...
Very similar to White... Yeah, although is. I usually would get the chicken. We had a Crystal in the town where I went to school.
Yeah.
And so I would get Crystal sometimes. But...
After the bars, we would go to Crystal and I would get like 9 corn dogs.
Oh.
Because they had like those 99 cent corn dogs. So I would get like 9 corn dogs and like 2 sliders or whatever. I love their fucking corn dogs. Their corn dogs are great. That was their number 10 burger, was that White Castle slider. Their number 9 was the double Western bacon cheeseburger from Carl's Jr.
Now, I have never had this burger, but I will say I have never had anything that I liked at Carl's Jr.
Yeah, nor have I. We had it here as Hardee's. It was called Hardee's here, but yeah. Their burgers were always just kind of leathery. They never had great food. But that's in their number 9. Number 8, I feel, should be higher because as much hate as it gets, I like me a Whopper, man. It's like there is something, sometimes a Whopper is exactly
that
what you need.
Chemically tasting smoke. Oh,
give me that.
They say they don't use liquid smoke, but I swear that is a chemical.
Oh, the smoky taste. The too much ketchup and way too much mayonnaise and the lettuce and the onion and the pickles. I love me a Burger King Whopper number 8. That's what we're talking about. In case we didn't make that clear, we're talking about the Whopper.
You know, I didn't know that Culver's had a pot roast sandwich. Now I want to try a pot roast sandwich from Culver's.
Number 7 on the list is Culver's Butterburger, the double, the Butterburger cheese double.
I enjoy a Culver's burger.
They're okay.
They're generally hot and fresh. Yeah. Like normally you can tell that they've cooked it right then when you ordered
it. Okay, but here's my thing. I like hamburgers that have, you know, depth to them, like that. They're like that you could get cooked medium rare or something. Like, you know, I don't like these smash, but these really thin hamburgers.
Oh, I like a thin.
So it's like all of them. Meat. Yeah, all of them just taste like leather to me.
You don't get rare or medium rare at a fast food place. That is not something that you do. If you're going to a restaurant, sure, but not none of these fast food places.
Five Guys
have temperatures for their burgers.
Five Guys is on this list, and absolutely, I can get a rare burger at Five Guys, and you can get a quarter pounder with cheese, medium rare. They take it off early.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Patties are so tiny at McDonald's.
The quarter pounders are a little thicker. The number 6 is the double meat Whataburger.
My favorite on the list, but I understand that not everyone agrees with that.
Number 5 is the cheeseburger at Five Guys. Now, this is not the cheeseburger I get. I always get the, what do they call them? The mini or the junior or whatever. It's like, they want to make you feel bad for just getting one patty. So there's we'll call it the pussy burger. It's just like, you can order this triple burger over here and pay $19 for it. Or you can have pussy burger for, you know, $5. So yeah, I have no shame.
They do call it something that implies that it's small.
I have no shame. I will order the pussy burger, but cheeseburger Five Guys, number 5. I feel like that should probably be, I feel like I would put Whataburger above Five Guys.
I mean, I do. And I also find their burgers to be very messy. I know it's not Five Guys to be very messy.
And number 4, I've never had anything good from Jack in the Box.
Not right. Me either. Jack in the Box is disgusting food.
And then we get the Barbecue Rodeo Burger from Burger Fi. Now, Burger Fi is another place that you can get your burgers rare or medium rare. And so I do like Burger Fi. Although I think they've gone bankrupt now.
They don't really look like fast food to me. It looks more like a restaurant where you get burgers. Yeah. But sure.
Number 2.
I don't know if I've had Burger Fi. I'm not sure.
Number 2, the Double Double from In-N-Out.
With the disgusting
crisp lettuce.
Spines. Yeah. The spines of the ice. But not the nice leafy green lettuce part. Leafy, the white, disgusting spines of the iceberg lettuce.
And then number 1, and this is where I just let, you know, it was like I was thinking in my head like where I would rank them and everything.
It doesn't look good.
All the way till we got to number 1, and it's just some weird ass California place that only has like 350 restaurants, and it's like, it's called Habit Burger Grill. I've never heard of Habit Burger Grill.
The burger patties themselves look like frozen, like lunch lady.
Yeah.
Burger patties. Now, it may be very good. I don't think I've had a Habit Burger, and I have heard people talk about them.
I don't even know if there's one, but
I don't know if I've ever had one. But the photo, doesn't.
Auntie Scott
look,
says the Habit makes amazing burgers.
Well,
so the double char Habit from the Habit.
I noticed
Burger
they
Grill.
Didn't have Steak and Shake on that list.
Yeah, but Steak and Shake hasn't been good in years.
I mean, they have a couple of pretty good burgers. I like their sourdough melt, their Frisco melt.
When was the last time you had a Frisco melt from Steak and Shake?
Within the past year.
Oh, okay.
We still have Steak and Shake here.
Every time that I've eaten at a Steak and Shake recently, it's been just kind of meh. And it's...
I like their garlic butter burger. I think it's called garlic butter burger.
And it took forever to get it ordered or...
It always has taken forever because theoretically they cook them to order. So,
What was the temperature like in Norway?
between 55 and 65. Most days. I think it might have gotten up to 70 at one point, but pretty much it stayed in the high 50s, low 60s.
That would be a bit chilly for me, but I could understand the allure of that. This article I had put aside for last week's show, then never got to it, though. But I set this aside for Geeky Gay, and I never got to this. But this past June, was the Earth's 13th consecutive month to break the global heat record. So, like, the global heat record for March was, you know, since May of last year, if June was the 13th month, so since May of last year, every single month has broken a record of global heat.
I believe it. I was out walking earlier today,
yeah,
and it felt like the sun was boring into my flesh. I don't know if you've, it's like, it's not that it's just hot. It's like,
no,
I feel the sun like on my shoulder.
I know.
You know.
Mr. Like, wow. Bluebird on
I don't know if it's
because
it was humid and so the humidity makes it. Does Gary even say goodnight now when he leaves?
No. Maybe he takes going to bed pills like going to pill. Maybe he has a going to pill bed.
He probably does.
I have to tinkle.
Well, don't do it there.
No, I'm gonna go use the restroom.
So every night, Fatty takes an Ambien or something like an Ambien. See, I thought it was like just like blood pressure medication or something like that. I never have. I mean, maybe I will when I get older, but I don't have trouble sleeping. Is trazodone just for sleeping or is there some medical reason for it? I'm still trying to figure out, is it a sleep aid that he's taking? I mean, I don't know the name of the medications. All I know is going to bed pill and getting up pill. But I just had always assumed they're probably, you know, I thought they were always, it was like a fattyism for just some pill that you need to take as you get older. You know, if you have, because a lot of, you know, as people get older, people that continue to go to the doctor and get checkups and stuff like that, they always end up racking up prescriptions that they have to take every day. Blood pressure, this and that, arthritis, you know, whatever. So I always thought it was that. I didn't know it was actually to make him sleepy, but he could ask Daniel for some edibles and those would make him sleepy. Although they tend to last a really long time. So like, you know, if he takes the go to bed edible at 9 PM, first of all, he'd need to take it around 7. Because they take a couple of hours to kick in, and then they stay with you for like 12 hours. I'm sure it's different from person to person. But so Gail King would already be done with the morning, whatever, CBS morning news or whatever they call their, what do they call their morning show? Just CBS This Morning or CBS in the morning. I was always a Good Morning America person, but it was more back in the day when it was Joan London. I don't know if any of you folks remember Joan London and, oh, what was the guy's name? I thought they were the best, but it was Joan London and Charlie Gibson. Yeah. Joan London and Charlie Gibson. I mean, occasionally I'll watch it now. It's like George Stephanopoulos and, Michael Strahan and what's the lady's name? She's a lesbian. Robin Roberts. I think she started as a news reader. Oh, and another one, one of the fill-in hosts, Mark and I find very attractive, and he's gay, Gio Benitez on Good Morning America. We enjoy him and his butt. Well, I don't know about Mark liking his butt, but I find his butt to be attractive. He's muscular, but he has like a thick booty.
Sorry.
And the pants he wears are always tight.
Oh, I look at this. I missed a lot. Sorry. Zach had fallen asleep on the couch, and so I was.
He's in the chat room.
Yeah, well, he's listening on his phone, but he fell asleep.
He's in the chat rooms asleep. We put him to sleep.
He fell asleep on the, he went over to Disney Springs earlier, and then when we were starting, so. So he probably started listening in the car and then was just listening on the couch and then fell asleep on the couch. And now he's probably listening in bed asleep. So good night. Anyway, where were we?
Good night. Oh, I was just talking about Good Morning America.
Yeah. What about Good Morning America? I don't watch Good Morning America.
Well, nothing. I was just talking. We were talking about Fatty and his go to bed pills and what they are. And then that led into something about, oh, I was like, well, If it really is just for sleeping, he could just take an edible or eat an edible before bed and that would make him sleepy. But then I said, but those can last 12 hours or more. So he wouldn't wake up for Gail King. And then that made me think about, oh, what is the CBS show called? And then I said, I was never a CBS morning show person. I was always a Good Morning America person.
All right, cool. I'm so sorry. I've tortured you all by going through that. I apologize. When I used to watch morning shows, I would watch Morning Joe. And the problem that I have, and this is just a general problem that I have with the Democratic Party nowadays, I can't get MSNBC without buying a fucking cable package. It's the only way that I can stream MSNBC is by paying an $80 a month cable streaming package. So either like DirecTV or, YouTube TV or Hulu TV, you know what I'm saying? Like one of the, the full bore cable replacement things. Like they don't have an individual thing that you can, just like CNN does and like Fox News does. They don't have, you can't watch it on their website with commercials or whatever like that. It's like, that's the thing that just annoys me so much. It's just like, why I want to watch your shows. Why are you making this so difficult?
Another weird thing is like what streaming service things are available on, because so Fatty was talking about this new game show called The 1% Club.
Yeah.
And so I decided, Mark and I like game shows. So I decided, we'll try that out. We actually enjoy it. We're watching it. But it's available on Amazon Prime, but it's a Fox show, and Fox normally streams their stuff on Hulu. So it's like, well, what was the deciding factor to put it on Prime instead of Hulu, where you put everything else?
Probably licensing, and there's some producer that has a deal. I don't know. I mean, they all, NBC Studios makes shows for CBS and ABC and whoever. Who are these people?
So I put a picture. That's Gio Benitez. He's an anchor for Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And Mark and I find him to be attractive.
Yeah.
And he's on the couch with Robin Roberts, who's the main, the head anchor on Good Morning America.
It's Robin Roberts. I know Robin Roberts.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, that's why I know Robin Roberts. But I watch...
Because you know all lesbians?
No, because I read a story about... And I was like, oh, I see who she is. Also, because it's ABC. It's ABC, right? That means that she's on...
It is ABC.
She's considered a cast member, so she's on a lot of the Disney Plus things about Disney Corporation stuff, like that Day in a Life thing. I think Robin Roberts is one of the episodes.
So have you ever, have you seen Gio Benitez?
No, I've never seen Gio Benitez.
Oh.
I don't watch, we don't have live TV. Like we have no, I guess when we have Paramount Plus, we have access to
Do you not use that Tableau anymore?
You know what? Funny you mentioned that, because I just got it out of the box the other day. I was going there looking for a vape pen the other day. I found it and I was like, oh, yeah, we have this. And I've never hooked up an antenna here, you know, at this house to see what I can pick up.
Yeah, because I when I first got it, I hooked up an antenna in the, not in the attic, but it's in the closet next to the attic. And I plugged the Tableau into the network. So
it still won't help me because I what I want is MSNBC.
Oh, well, you won't get that over the air.
Right. So. I can't get MSNBC. The only thing, here's the only workaround or affordable thing that I could see for MSNBC is I could get satellite radio, like the streaming satellite radio, and it includes the audio feed from MSNBC.
Oh, okay.
So I could get the Sirius.
I mean, you'd still be paying.
Yeah, but I would only be paying like $9. I would happily pay $20 a month for MSNBC, but I'm not going to pay $80 a month for MSNBC. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. So you have to buy a cable package.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no ad. You can't. There's no a la carte. I can't join MSNBC Plus for $19 a month or whatever. If I could, I would. Especially like now, especially in this season. They have this new product, NBC News Now, which is their free offering. So like it's available on YouTube and online and there's apps for most of the platforms.
Yeah, I've never been a big news watcher, but I knew that was a thing. A lot of the news channels and programs and stuff, they don't give you full access unless you have cable.
No, what I'm saying is they're running like a totally different news department. Like it's only during the shooting, they all collapsed into just being NBC. Like during, the presidential speeches, they'll turn to just, but during the normal course of the day, they have different hosts during the day that talk about different things than is going on MSNBC and it's going on NBC. And it's like, it's this really weird kind of gray area, and it has to do with licensing. It must have to do with licensing or something, because otherwise, why wouldn't they just port their MSNBC people to this online only? Because they could make so much more money if they were just online only than they could being in a dying cable subscription.
Yeah. But well, whatever. I'm sorry that you're struggling with that, Daniel. I know. It must be difficult.
It is difficult, Adam, because I do enjoy
staying informed. I think the host may release podcasts.
They do. Oh, I listen to MSNBC.
Doesn't Rachel Maddow have a podcast?
Yes. I subscribe and I listen to all of their podcasts. That's what plays on my tablet at night when I go to bed, is that whatever the day's podcasts are, but during
just your tinnitus,
right? But that's what I listen. It is MSNBC podcast that I'm listening to. So they're from that day usually. But right now, when you have special events happening, they don't put those out as podcasts. So it's like, so when they're doing wall to wall coverage of the Republican National Convention, which has been going on this week, that means there are no shows coming out on their podcast feed, right? So. It's kind of, I think probably.
Do you want to learn all about the Republican convention and what they're saying?
Sirius XM. Let's see what is Sirius XM going to set me back a month? Oh, 3 months for $1. On the Sirius XM app. This is what I would like. What are my subscription choices for that? Just the app, please. Three months for $1 and then $9.99 a month. So that will give me access to ad-free music stations.
And I hear with Sirius, you can just call them and say like, I'm thinking about canceling, and they'll just like give you another... 6 months for free or something. Yeah. I mean, if you really wanted to do that.
News coverage. So 3 months. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the MSNBC audio feed is one of the Sirius XM channels.
Here is something that you would have hated on the cruise. We got on an elevator. right? Or we were waiting for an elevator. There was a whole bunch of people that had been standing there waiting for an elevator. An elevator door opens and a group walks up who have not been waiting on an elevator and just barges in and takes over the elevator. Even though all of us had been standing there waiting. And then we were completely full and another group crammed themselves into the elevator, basically pushed.
Yeah.
So that we could, and I know that you have a problem with elevator etiquette.
I do.
There was another guy who was trying to make himself larger.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, that's always been my etiquette complaint though, are the people like you that are trying to keep other people from getting on the elevator. It's like, look,
I am not,
it's a fucking elevator. If everyone will just cram, you know, will just like be uncomfortable for like a few seconds, then people will get off. It's just like, it's not like that. We're not entering into an hour long commute here. This is going to be at most a 45 second interaction. So stop trying to like, oh no, take the next one. You know, it's like, just let as many people on as can get on.
Don't color me with that.
You were just complaining this. Like you and two other people wanted to get onto a 32 person elevator and be the only people there.
I don't recall that. But the other thing I thought you might find interesting is this trip, the internet was really good. We were able to watch Netflix.
Oh, nice. So yeah,
on the cruise ship. I mean, I don't know if so they've done they've gone Starlink to start, or yeah. whatever.
Oh, but, clearly they must have. Did you do a speed test or whatever?
Well, my speed test was only getting 6 to 8 megabits.
Yeah.
Which is enough for Netflix. One of the YouTubers that I watched said she on that same ship had at one point got 110.
Yeah.
I never saw that fast, but it also could be where your room is and like all that kind of stuff. But
Yep. Or it could just be that they put in QoS routers and stuff to keep people, keep people under 10 megabits. You don't need more. You can do HD streaming on 3 megabits or less. Like you can do HD streaming on 3 megabits.
Yeah. We watched The Mole, which seems to be a game show that we watch when we're vacationing.
Yeah, what service is that on?
Netflix.
I don't have Netflix right now.
We enjoyed. I don't know if it's going to get renewed again. They changed. There are only 2 seasons on Netflix.
Yeah.
And they changed the host. Ari.
Because Anderson Cooper was the original host. And that was like 20 years ago. You do realize that The Mole was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but these are new on Netflix. Netflix has bought the rights to it.
Fatty was talking about on the 16 Fatty shows that you're behind on. Fatty talks about watching it. So,
did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he was surprised by who was the mole.
We thought it was either one of the other two. There were 3, mm-hmm. and we were like, it's either him or her or whatever. Right. And it was the third person. Like, it wasn't who we thought it was going to be.
Okay, so good news. I can get Sirius XM for 3 months for $1. And it does indeed give me the MSNBC simulcast. So no matter whether they've broken into breaking news or whatever, I can listen to the, I mean, I'll get their commercials and shit, but I will hear, I can listen to MSNBC.
Do they have like a level 13-esque, behind the scenes with Rachel?
Oh, no. I could also listen to C-SPAN Radio, which is another one that I like. So, yeah, I could listen to C-SPAN Radio at night. So, yeah, maybe I'll get the...
Is C-SPAN the one that shows like Senate hearings
and
stuff like that?
Oh, but so much more. C-SPAN does God's work. Specifically, C-SPAN Radio does God's work. Every Sunday, they play the Sunday news shows from all the networks back to back with no commercials. So it's like they they'll do in this 2-hour block, Fox News Sunday, Meet the Press, Capital Gang, whatever the CNN one was, and whatever, and they'll just do them all back to back and with no commercials. And they do that in the morning and they do that in the evening. And it's like, that's like awesome. Cause when you download the podcast of those Sunday shows, they've got so many fucking commercials out of it. It's ridiculous. So So yeah, I like to see.
So you like to listen to the Fox News program?
No, it's just
Fox News.
Was I mean, it's one of the Sunday news programs. I also listen. I mean, I don't right now because I don't have C-SPAN, but I used to like to listen to those.
Fox News is painful for me to listen to.
But I'm not. Fox News Sunday was the one that Mike, what's his name? The Mike Wallace's kid. What's his name?
Not George Wallace.
No. The
Billy Wallace.
Yeah.
Bob.
Billy Bob.
Bob, yeah. Greg Wallace. I don't know.
Fox News Sunday host. It's hosted now by Shannon Bream, but the guy that was there before her was a Wallace. Fox News Sunday Wallace. Chris Wallace. That's his name. Chris Wallace. So, yeah, Fox News Sunday wasn't bad. Chris Wallace would ask semi-tough questions. I mean, he wouldn't let them get away with as much.
So, Jon Stewart has a weekly podcast for The Daily Show called The Weekly.
Yeah, I was going to check that out.
And he did an interview, or not an interview, but he has a guest every week. And his guest was Bill O'Reilly.
Well, yeah.
And so they debated about various things. It was interesting, and it was actually civil. Like it didn't get. Bill was very civil. Jon Stewart was very civil. They seemed to like each other.
Jon Stewart has never not been civil. So in a debate, but true. Bill O'Reilly has.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly was civil. You know.
Yeah. No. I read good things about it. I didn't hear it. But I wanted to check that podcast the week just to see, cause I heard
he had the Pod Save America guys on there.
Oh, one of them's supposed to be on this next season of Survivor.
It's like Jon Favreau or whatever his name is. Is it the gay one that has his boyfriend?
Is his name Jon?
His boyfriend is the Ronan Farrow guy. I think they're married now.
Possibly. I don't know. I know nothing. I never listened to Pod Save America. I don't know. My problem with a lot of news podcasts is that it's no longer news.
No, it's not Jon Favreau. Jon Lovett.
Jon Lovett is on Survivor. Ronan Farrow, and he broke up.
But weren't they married?
To me, though...
Not that you can't break up with someone that you're married to, but I mean, it's just more serious when you're actually legally married.
By the time that they publish the podcast, it's no longer news. When you're talking about political news and stuff. Like if you're talking about tech news and stuff, it's fine to be delayed a few days or whatever. There's nothing, you know, late breaking and weird stuff there. Oh, except for today, you know, when Microsoft BSOD'd overnight. But rarely is there like a breaking news in the tech news world. But yeah, like news, like NBR news and stuff like that, I feel like it's just, by the time it's a podcast, it's no longer news. Not their game shows, but you know what I'm saying, they're news programs. Like I wouldn't want to listen to, you know, NPR Morning Report as a podcast, because they would no longer be that morning.
You need it to be fresh.
Well, yeah, it's news, right? Also, by the way, just to defend myself here, when I was talking about the pre-recording podcast, like you did with that 1 week of Geeky Gay, the thing I was complaining about was that you told us that you pre-recorded. It's like, if you're going to pre-record them, then just pre-record them and don't. But in my mind, once you tell me, oh, I recorded them all back to back, then every single time I'm listening to it, that's all I'm thinking is just like,
I don't see how that changes the listening experience.
It just does. It just does. No,
like it just does. It's still content. It just does. It's the same.
It just does. When I used to work at a religious radio station, they played the 700 Club on Sundays. And I used to remember waking up as a young Christian, listening to the 700 Club and, you know, praying with them.
Yeah.
And then when I worked at this Christian radio station later, there were like these reels, these reel-to-reel tapes. And I was just like, what are these? And they're like, oh, those are the 700 Clubs for the next few months. It's just like, it wasn't live. It wasn't like, you know, I thought that it was like, you know.
You're like, God doesn't listen to prayer reruns.
Right, exactly.
I've been praying exactly. with these people for so long. And like, right. it's not even getting through.
Right,
because
it's not.
These are like.
He's already heard that. He's like,
it's like when they play voicemails on the mix and they play one they played the week before. They're like, oh, no, we've already heard that one.
We already knew that. But yeah, that was what were we talking about? Being disillusioned?
Disillusioned
about pre-recorded. Disillusioned about pre-recorded things. The 700 Club was and that was very disappointing.
I won't tell you from now on.
That's all I'm asking. Just don't tell us.
It'll just be a secret.
Yeah, just don't tell us. And then
I won't even mention that all of my shows are pre-recorded.
No, I mean,
the night before.
I know you do them the night before, and that's acceptable. I'm talking about, you know, I assume that there's been at least 24 hours between the shows.
No, what I do is you're not aware of this, Daniel, but right before you listen to the show,
yeah,
I record it. Specifically for you.
Right.
Okay, Daniel's going to listen in 15 minutes.
Look, the fact that I did a contest and no one at all responded to it or even said anything about it lets me know everything I need to know. You are correct. I am the only listener to the Geeky Gang.
You are not the only listener. I have lots of listeners. I get a report. At least a lot of downloads. I don't know if, and also I have contact from other people besides you, Blaze or Blaine or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
In somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's new.
Well, new
to me.
He hasn't contacted you in quite a while though.
No, it's a couple of weeks ago.
It's longer,
I got a longer, text message.
Longer than that. You were gone for 2 weeks. So more than a couple of weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Whatever.
It was a couple of weeks before the couple of weeks.
There's a new one that I either just read today or I will be reading next week. I can't remember now. But I saw it.
Oh, you've already pre-recorded next week?
No. It's... Oh, I read that one. I got a text message from Blaze on July 11th. Yeah. So. Problem.
You weren't here on the 11th.
Well, I must have read it when I got back. So I must have read it this week.
Did you read messages on the... Oh, yeah, you did a contact thing the other day where you read messages. Did you just not obsess over his age this time? Maybe that's why I don't remember it.
I don't know. It just sounds like a young name.
Yeah, see?
I'm just wondering how old he is. That's all. I'm not obsessing. I'm just wondering. Is he 40, a 40-year-old named Blaze, or is he like an 18-year-old named Blaze?
Right. And can he send photos?
No, I have not once said anything about photos. Not even one time.
So I'm looking here. I mean, that's not a bad deal.
Daniel, apparently there is a documentary about Eureka Springs.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the link to the PBS page. And it tells you where you can watch it. It's called The Gospel of Eureka. And it talks about, I haven't seen it, but it was recommended to me by someone. And apparently it talks about the juxtaposition. Oh, it was Joe Batance. Between the Christians and the drag queens in Eureka. So might be something you'd be interested in watching. I know you don't have Netflix, which is one of the places it is being streamed, I believe. But
what is it on? Netflix? I don't have Netflix.
Good night, Auntie Scott. Tell Drew, Uncle Drew we said hello.
Good night, Auntie Scott.
Thank you. It says there's like a where to watch.
Oh.
Somewhere.
I have to copy this link and then paste it.
But it's
my default stuff. Hold on. TVSP, the Gospel of Eureka. Is WUCF your local station? Why, yes. Yes, it is. Where does it say? Where to watch?
I thought there was a where to watch, but I'm not seeing.
How to watch.
Oh, okay. How to watch. How to watch.
It premieres new episodes on Mondays at 10.
But I'm not sure if that's that episode or if that's the same show, but different.
Well, the only thing that's available right now is the trailer.
The Gospel of Eureka streaming. The Gospel.
When does it say that it's going to air? Maybe it just hasn't aired yet.
Oh, you can watch it on.
Oh, it's going to premiere. Prime. Oh, no. Oh, there it is. Premiere in 2019. Oh, so you can watch it on Prime?
No, you can watch it on Prime.
For
free. If you're a Prime member.
I mean, I am. I'm not going to be, but I am.
It's a Prime. It's available, whatever you call it.
It's a me, a Prime-io.
I don't know if it's any good. Joe just asked me if I had seen it because I mentioned we were going to Eureka. So I'm going to watch it at some point.
Oh, you talked about us going to Eureka?
Yeah.
On the throwing down program?
Yep.
So Pod is My Co-Pilot is going to do their 700th episode. And they were talking about, Taylor was saying on the last show, oh, maybe I'll, maybe we can do some kind of live show. Probably be on Facebook Live, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so I know that Taylor is challenged sometimes by technical things. So
yes.
I texted him and I was like, hey, by the way, for your 700th.
I don't know if you knew, but I'm good with audio and I live stream every week.
For your 700th show, I have enough equipment to live stream you guys if you're in one place. If you wanted to go to, like, say, Rodan's house, like do it live from, like, Rodan's house, like I can do audio and video for you. Like I can stream it for you.
Yeah.
With decent sound and headphone amps and all that fun stuff. Anyway, yeah, he's just going, let me think about it.
Well, it's probably, that's getting all of them together in one room, which is probably hard to get Taffy and Rodan and everyone all corralled and all that. And it makes it, maybe he doesn't want it to be that much of a production. Maybe it's like, we'll do live, but I don't want to have to be in the same room with these people. Or whatever.
So I was going to go boating this weekend with Rodan and Darwin, but they're busy this week. So they've pushed our boating to next weekend.
Are you going to do, or they're going to be like boating police that are going to?
No, we're going to go to the place that we were going to rent originally from, the one that said it was too windy. So we're going to have a much bigger engine.
Like, I see.
We'll have a faster boat. But it will be on public lakes, so we won't have to worry about the cops. The Disney cops.
The Disney police.
But
the Mormon, yeah. Disney police.
But yeah, I'll be here all by myself this weekend. Well, not this weekend.
Oh, why? Where's that?
Zach's flying out on Sunday. He's going to, I don't even know where, but he's going somewhere for a concert. So.
On Sunday? So is he taking days off work or something?
No, the concert's on Tuesday. So I think, I don't know what days he's taking off. He said he's not taking off Monday, but he's going to just work from the hotel. So.
Oh.
He's going to work from a hotel on Monday and then
so
Tuesday,
you don't know so where he's, where his, what location he's going to be in. You don't quite know exactly what days he's going to be gone.
No, I know he's going to be gone. He's flying out Sunday and he'll be back on like Wednesday. Because the electrician.
No clue where the concert is?
It's either St. Louis or Washington, D.C. I don't know. One of those places. It's not like Oregon or something. I don't know. I think it's a Lindsey Stirling. I don't even know if it's a Lindsey Stirling concert. I don't know.
There you go.
I mean, this is, I don't know. He likes going to concerts.
He's like a groupie of Lindsey Stirling.
He goes to other people's concerts.
Does she know him?
I mean, he goes and does.
Have they met?
Yeah, they've done photos together every time.
Oh, okay. So. What are her fans called? You know, like all of those singers or musicians or whatever they have, like Taylor Swift, they're the Swifties. Mariah calls all of her fans her lambs.
What are Lindsey Stirling fans called? It is a question that has been asked. Sterlingites?
Sterlingites? That's not very creative. My fans are called the Burnsites.
So I have this idea, and I need your opinion on it.
Okay.
So we just started our new D&D campaign last night. And I've been using ChatGPT to help me give me suggestions on, you know, what actions and bonus actions I have available to me based on my class and stuff like that. So it's like, it's really good at digesting the rules, right? So someone has taken all the D&D rules and put them into a ChatGPT, which I have, that I can ask any questions about rules of D&D or, you know, any situation like that. And it uses the rules of D&D to answer. So it's kind of cool. So I was giving it the backstory of what happened last night. And then I asked it to, tell me, you know, recap last night's session, but in a very, you know, storyteller type way. And it produced a really kind of cool, you know, little summary. And I was thinking, like, what if I had Auntie Scott read that? And I put, you know, like a little, you know, so it'd be like a weekly, you know, Tales from the Dungeon thing. And it would just be the retelling of the week to week of my D&D campaign.
And like put it out as a podcast or something?
No, it would be on the mix. There's a segment on the mix. Just it's only going to It's only going to be a couple of minutes. It's like what takes in D&D for you to play 3 hours is all you can summarize in about 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, it's like, you know, there's a lot of.
I don't know. We have a couple of listeners still left in the chat room. Would you guys be bored to tears or be interested in a D&D segment? I mean, I don't. I've never played D&D, so.
Yeah, but what about you? Do you have an interest in it?
I'm up to try anything.
Down to clown.
I mean, you know, but I feel like you're assigning work to Auntie Scott that maybe he hasn't.
I asked him.
Signed up for.
I asked him.
Oh, you asked him. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the good thing about having our own show is it's our show.
It's true.
So we can do whatever we want.
It's fine. I do whatever I want. I had a thing to show you because
I'm very laid back. I go with the flow. You had a thing to show me.
I had a thing to show you because Spotify won't let you. It still hasn't made it so that we can share the monetary tab.
I know. I mean, I could be a millionaire and not even know it. You could be keeping it from me.
And I just got a deposit again just the other day, which is that, by the way, this is the first time that we've gotten deposits 2 months in a row. It's usually like every third month or so that we get deposits. So, let me go here to the monetize and go to the earnings from, no. Go to payouts. Okay. Log in. Let's see. Share. I want to share. Where's the share button? Oh, there it is. It's hit. And now I just want to share. There.
You're sharing your screen. Oh, there's.
Do you see?
Yeah, millions of dollars. Wow.
I think it totals up to about $82 since November of last year. So, rest assured, it's being kept track of. And when we get around
June,
June
was a good month for us.
Well, look at the. So we had February. And then we didn't have anything in March, and then we had something in April, and then we didn't have anything in May, and then end of June. So really, that's May and June.
So why did they pay us in July?
Because it went over $10. The payout minimum is $10. So if we don't earn $10 in a month, then they hold on to it till the next month.
He means 10 million. To anyone who's listening right now, the minimum is 10 million.
$10.
Pesos. And
I mean, it's fine to me. It's like that's $87 that we didn't used to get.
That's true.
So when we give our prize away for the death phone, we can use that money.
We can.
See? Anyway. All right. I think we're done.
All right. Well, I am going to research good places to eat. I'm going to at least know the name of the gay bar in Eureka.
Okay.
I'm going to return the first row tickets to the passion play.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. All right.
We at least have to go and like show you the stage and stuff. Like we don't have to go to a performance, but I think you can see.
Yeah, it's fine.
When they're not doing the performances, I think you can see.
We'll find out.
But
I'm all for a tour or whatever. I just don't want to sit through a fucking play. We started a tradition last week on the after show of saying goodbye to everyone because they felt like every time that I just said goodnight chat room and just hung up that I was being rude. So Auntie Scott requested that we acknowledge everyone who was in the chat room and still listening in the chat room. So good night, Kathy Marshall. Good night, Zach. Good night.
Good night, Izzy. Good night, Tim in Alaska.
It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back next week.
We're so happy that we've been together. Or what's the Carol Burnett?
We're so happy that you're together. Da, 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 da. All right. Good night, chat room. All right. Chat room's gone. Good night, level 13.